USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. With the Monday deadline for former President Trump to respond to a protective order motion from the special counsel, lawyer John Laurel claims Trump didn't request that Mike Pence rescind the 2020 election results.
One of the last and the ultimate requests that President Trump made was to pause the voting for 10 days to allow the states to recertify or certify or audit, and Mr. Pence rejected that as well. After that, there was a peaceful transition of power. So that's how the constitutional works.
Right.
Laurel on CNN State of the Union, as was Pence, who said he was asked to overturn the election. Republican presidential candidate Doug Burgum is acknowledging for the first time during his campaign about the winner of the 2020 presidential election.
I believe that Joe Biden won the election, and I believe that we have to move on to the future.
Burgum on ABC's This Week, though, sidestepped questions about Thursday's indictment of Trump. A Republican congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security.
We should hold funding back and force changes to the Department of Justice in the appropriations process. We should hold funding back from Alejandro Mayorkas for leaving the border exposed.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Chip Roy of Texas says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also said he doesn't want to give the agencies a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. As millions were facing severe weather threats from the Central Plains to Ohio Valley, 8 tornadoes were reported touching down Saturday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. Team USA is out at the World Cup, losing in a heartbreaker Sunday morning to Sweden in penalty kicks, 5-4. The match had been scoreless throughout. For the Americans, it's the first time in three tournaments they will not win the title. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant, along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people my experience has been. MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
An attorney for former President Trump expects an indictment from a Georgia district attorney within the next few weeks.
You look at the barricades, the fact that she's got her PR team doing fresh pictures for her. It's a good indicator that Fannie wants her moment.
Speaking on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures, Alina Haba says Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is getting on the bandwagon with who she calls the, quote, rest of the corrupt district attorneys and attorneys general who have indicted the former president. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says the indictments of Trump prove the Biden administration is a, quote, communist regime. In an exclusive interview with Fox News on Sunday, the Georgia Republican said the Department of Justice is running the 2024 election by smearing Trump's name. A member of the House Oversight Committee, Greene says Republicans need to vote for an impeachment inquiry when Congress returns next month. Elon Musk is making an expensive offer.
He said in a post that the rebranded social media platform X will pay the legal bills for people who are treated unfairly by their employers for posting or liking something on the site formerly known as Twitter. Musk said on Saturday that there will not be any limits, but didn't give any details on how users could claim money for their legal fees. I'm Jeremy Scott.
There's no stopping Barbie. The Greta Gerwig film has surpassed $1 billion globally, including another $53 million in North American theaters, to remain number one. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.